Chapter 4. And as she would soon find out, she was right. She watched as Ophelia gaped at the room. They were standing in a special wish house that had been built just for them. Although they were deep underneath Halo Hall, they could still look up through the glass roof and see blue sky and puffy white clouds drifting by.
But it's impossible, Ophelia said.
Leona shrugged. Impossible, yet here we are, she replied. Lady Stella led them to the center of the room, and they all grouped around the raised platform where the wish orb would appear. Lady Stella cleared her throat, and Vega turned her attention to the headmistress. As you know, or don't yet, she said, indicating Ophelia. The wish orb will choose which of you is the best match for its wish. She clapped her hands, and the room darkened. A beam of light shot down from above and illuminated the middle of the platform. It opened, and a single wish orb appeared. There was a sharp intake of breath. Although they all, except Ophelia, of course, had seen this 3 times now, it was still a magical sight. The wish orb was round and looked like a beautiful iridescent bubble made of the finest spun glass. It glowed with remarkable intensity. There was a slight breeze, warm and refreshing at the same time, and the orb began to move around the platform, pausing for a moment in front of each girl. Adora held out her hand as if to touch it, and the look of sadness on her face when it moved away was heartbreaking. Leona looked away as it passed, as if it pained her too much to see the orb. Cassie let out a large sigh as it went by. Of relief, Vega was sure of it. The orb paused in front of Vega, and she held her breath, steeling herself for the disappointment she would feel if it moved on to the next star darling. But that moment never came. Vega looked at Lady Stella questioningly. The headmistress beamed.